wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Most people like to have the last word, but the day is not far distant when every mouth shall be stopped, and God will have the last word. What will it be? My message is on the final word. God has many books, not just one. First, there is the Holy Bible, which is his word to us today. Then there's the book of life, of which I shall speak. God has also a volume of books in which he has accurately recorded the sins of all men, as his all-seeing eye sees the wickedness of men in words, thoughts, and deeds. Neighbor, your record and my record are in those books of God, just as the accounts of all the customers are written in the books of a merchant, but some are marked paid in full, while others are unsettled accounts. I thank God my account has been paid in full, for Jesus paid it all for me. How about yours? God has another book in which he records the words of his redeemed people who love and fear him. Of this book the Bible says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." God has little to write in that book today, for so few fear the Lord, and people talk about everything under the sun, but the Lord is omitted. This generation is making an awful record in crime and infidelity, and Christians are coming far short in God's book of remembrance. The last chapter in God's book, the Bible, is called the Revelation of Jesus Christ, and this chapter ends with God's final word. Many are the profound treasures of truth, often misunderstood or undiscovered by us in God's word. But when God draws up his conclusion, he puts it in terms that cannot be misunderstood by one and all. And so is my Bible text. After all is said and done, here is the final word. Hearken. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God has said it, and he will do it. In those few and simple words, there is declared the eternal doom of the greatest part of our race. One thing is sure of each of us. Our names are on the undefiled pages of the Lamb's Book of Life, or this is our doom. Whosoever was not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. A few verses before this verse, we read of the first two men to be cast into the lake of fire. They are the coming Antichrist and the last king of the kingdoms of earth, prior to that time when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. These two supermen, the last king and the Antichrist, are cast alive into the lake of fire, and after 1,000 years, they're still there and are joined by the devil himself, as the verse says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." We could wish that were all, but our verse shows that that awful trinity of evil is soon joined by a vast multitude described by these words, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." God has made these words so clear, you need no teacher to tell you what they mean. Whosoever means whosoever, and fire means fire. But beware of the devil's false prophets, for like ravening wolves, they are out for your soul. With their deceitful arguments, they try to explain away God's solemn warnings. But remember, after all their sly efforts, these words still stand, for it is the Lord and not man who has said, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life
was cast into the lake of fire. I'm not here to debate with those who do not believe that God has a lake of fire. All that I will say is this: they will soon be convinced, not by arguments, but by a bitter experience, for God has said it, and he will do it. Nothing can break his word. When our Lord was on earth, the Jews made Moses their hope of mercy with God instead of the Christ of whom Moses wrote. Centuries ago, a religion offered to men great hope through Mary, and they started people praying to Mary. But a protest arose by those who would not have a woman as the mediator between God and men, but only the man Christ Jesus, as the Bible says. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, no woman, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. So the devil stepped in and said, let me suggest a compromise. Where the Bible says Christ, let's call it church. That's almost the same. And then one can have his church, and you others have your church. To this, our generation has almost entirely agreed, and every group has its church, and it has become the devil's substitute for Christ. Neighbor, if you brush aside the crucified and risen Savior Jesus Christ and cleave to your Moses or your Mary, or let it be your stone pile or big religious organization which you call church, you will in that day be numbered with those described by God in these solemn words: whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The effect of this substituting churchianity for Christianity causes people to say, that verse is not speaking about me, for I'm a good fellow and I'm a church member. What matters how good you think you are or in what church you claim membership when the verdict is, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire? And others say, but I'm a religious worker. And yet another says, I'm a priest. I have absolved people of their sins. And yet another says, I'm a preacher. I've gotten hundreds to my altar and many additions to my church. All such will go up in smoke in that day with the book of life, not the book of priests or of preachers or of church workers, but the book of life is opened and the verdict is heard. And whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But others react thus. We are children of Christian parents. We were brought up in a family order. Surely God would not cast us into the lake of fire. The devil tried to get me to believe that lie, but this verse knocked such false hopes out of me, for it said, whosoever, no matter whose son he is or what kind of a home he was raised in, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So the big question must be faced. Is my name written in the book of life? Our Lord told his disciples not to rejoice in their success, even in religious matters, but to rejoice that their names were written in heaven. The Bible speaks of a general assembly of those who are enrolled in heaven. Are you my neighbor on that heavenly roll? What matters what you claim to be or belong to if your name is not on the book of life, God's roll in heaven? God wrote his book, the Bible, with his pen in the hands of prophets and apostles, but no human hand has ever held the pen that writes names in the book of life. It is the Lamb's book of life, and the Lord Jesus, with his pierced hand, writes each name on its holy pages. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and he said, I know my sheep. He makes no mistakes. The names of no hypocrites are on those pages, not even a Judas Iscariot or a Balaam. That book is called the book of life, life and not light. Were it a book of light, it would be stained by the names of religious talkers who teach a Bible class while they live in adultery. They have light on Bible teachings, but they have not that life in Christ Jesus. And some have a religious experience at some church altar or baptismal pool, but that will not do. You must have a personal experience with the Lord Jesus. Neighbor, don't settle for less. Be sure you've gotten to Christ and you have received him and he's received you. Don't rest till you know he has written your name in his book of life. I could not sleep or eat if I did not know that my name was on that roll? Over 66 years ago, I came to Jesus in my sin and shame, and he, who bore my sins on Calvary and paid in full the price of my salvation, and who is now alive on the throne in heaven, he received me as his own and wrote my name down in his book. I am his, and he is mine forever. This personal experience with our Lord and Savior we all must have. In our radio audience, a woman wrote of her week of misery as she was under conviction of sin. Then, as she put it, Friday night, I was born into the kingdom of God. I'm so happy I want to tell the whole world. And from the West Indies, this letter came. I found the Lord as my Savior. It's wonderful to be a child of God. I have Christ. What want I more? Neighbor, you too must have this personal experience with the Lord Jesus, or else in that day he will say to you, I never knew you, depart. Why not then today get alone with God? It matters not where it is. And on your knees confess your sin and guilt and call on the name of the Lord Jesus to save and change you and to write your name in his book of life. Just unburden your heavy heart at his feet. He will see you, and he will not cast you out. For he himself said, Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. At this very moment, just before he comes again, the Lord Jesus sits on his throne in heaven with his book open and his pen in his pierced hand, ready to write another name. The challenge goes forth. Who is on the Lord's side? Neighbor, linger not. Cry out. Lord Jesus, I will be thine. Please write my name down in thy book of life as I turn to thee to be my Lord and my Savior. Or must he pass you by for your indifference and write the name of some repentant heathen man? One more thing, neighbor. Look at that book of life. Where is it open? Not the first of the book, nor the middle. It is the end of the book. It may be the very last page. Soon the last name will be written down, and our Lord will close the book, and arising from his throne, he will shut the door of salvation, and he will come again and take his redeemed people home to heaven in a moment. But you will be left shut out forever. And one day, before his great white throne, you will hear that final word. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. How solemn. Neighbor, I tremble for you as I beg you to get right with God today, now. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.